Hello, it's the 14th of December. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. The attitude of independence is driving economic optimism for Bedford Town Centre and High Street following the recent retail apocalypse. Bedford has always been a market town ever since its royal charter was issued by Henry II in 1166. Currently, almost 65% or 400 businesses are independent, which is twice the national average. The fact alone differentiates Bedford from other regional shopping areas such as Milton Keynes and Rushton Lakes. In addition, recent works on the High Street have enhanced the pedestrian and shopping experience. Bedford BID marketing manager Emily Ord stated, "Bedford is the place to come and have great experiences." She added enthusiastically, "We believe Bedford is on the up." Bedford Park Concerts has confirmed a third headliner for its 2022 event. Joining Simply Red's Mark Hucknall and Bedford native Tom Grennan will be the Modfather himself, Paul Weller. The performance is scheduled for the 30th of July. Wootton-based car auctioneer Copart has provided much-needed festive cheer to those in need. Through its Christmas in a Box appeal, which it has run for several years, the company has collected seasonal food essentials like selection boxes, mince pies and Christmas pudding. All donations were then delivered to All Nations Church, a supporter of Bedford Food Bank. Copart also provided a monetary donation. Students from Bedford College recently competed and excelled against peers from other international learning institutions, taking first prize at the PCA Vision Student Design Competition. This is the fourth year in a row that Bedford College students have received the prestigious honour. That's all for now. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.